Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music every week, Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love. And I've got a wombat for you tonight. A wombat is something that's not a song. It's an oddball thing. In this case, it's a reading, which I think you'll enjoy. I hope you'll enjoy. I love it. So that'll be probably midway through the show. I'll put in a wombat. We're going to start off with Just a Rose Will Do, old-time gospel tune by a group called Zoe Speaks. And there are a number of songs along this genre that basic idea is, give me the roses while I live, or just bring me a rose. I don't want a lot of flowers, don't have a lot of crying and sobbing when I die, and mainly think of me now while I'm still alive. So this is Zoe Speaks singing Just a Rose Will Do.
Oh, the time has come for me leaving. I'll bid this world adieu. Don't spend your money for flowers. Just a rose will do. I'm a-going to a beautiful garden. I have passed away. And when I have passed away, just have some old time singing as they lay me neath the clay. I'm a-going to a beautiful garden after this life's work is through. Don't spend your money for flowers, just a rose will do. Just have an old-time preacher to preach the gospel so true. Don't want no fancy decorations, just a rose will do. I'm a-going to a beautiful garden after this life's work is through. Don't spend your money for flowers, just a rose will do.
That was Just a Rose Will Do by Zoe Speaks. The next song is called The Orphan Song, and I may be able to tell you who sings it after it's played, but for now I want to tell you what it. When working with these songs, I often get to study history. You know, why was the song written? What was the story? From about 1850 to 1929, there was something called the Orphan Train. There were a lot of orphans out in the East Coast cities. The big cities had a lot of kids with no parents who were roaming the streets, and many would die of hunger, and they'd rob and steal. So a program was put together, a social welfare program, to collect up these kids and put them on a train every year and take them out to the Midwest and give them to people. People would adopt them, farmers out in the Midwest mostly, who needed kids to work on the farm and kids to raise and so forth. And this is called The Orphan Train. This song is a story from The Orphan Train. And see if it plucks your heartstrings like it does mine.
Once I rode an orphan train, and my brother did the same. They split us up in misery. James was 5 and I was 3. He got taken by some pair, but for me they did not care. We were brave and did not cry when they made us say goodbye. That was the last I saw of him before some family took me in. But I swore I'd run away and find my brother James someday. I went back when I was grown to see how old the children's home, and I asked for to see my file of when I was an orphan child. It's sad they say there's been a flood far washed away in Missouri mud. Sometimes life is a stone wall. You either climb or else you fall. In every town, on every street, all the faces that I meet, and I wonder, could one be my brother James come back to me? Though I don't know where he's gone, I have searched my whole life long. Now I roam from town to town, but there's no orphan lost and found. Sometimes a dream, a pleasant sight, my brother James and I unite, remembering our last goodbye. No longer brave, we start to cry. I hope he lives a life of ease, and all his days a soft warm breeze. May he sit upon a throne, may he never sleep alone. Once I rode an orphan train, and my brother did the same. They split us up in Missouri. James was 5 and I was 3.
That was The Orphan Train. I think the best known version of that's by Utah Phillips, but that particular singer was not Utah Phillips. Next comes an interesting song. It's Dar Williams, she's usually a pretty peaceful person, but in this song, she's a little wild, and it's wilder than her. Apparently, she has a girlfriend, and the girlfriend is not quite as wild as she is, and the song expresses this, and does it rather well, I might add. It's, see what you think. You can form your own opinion.
On fire, she's got all those charms. I'm a house on fire too, but I got 4 alarms, and I'm wilder than her, and it drives her out of her mind. I guess she thought that she was just one of a kind, but she's a summer storm, and I'm a hurricane. One just blows you down, one blows the town away, and I'm wilder than her. When we go driving in our cars, racing through the night, she can drive as fast as me, but she stops at all the lights. She says it's 'cause I'm crazy, and she's probably right. But I think that the reason is that I'm twice as wild, and I'm wilder than her, and it drives her out of her mind. I guess she thought that she was just one of a kind, but she's a summer storm, and I'm a hurricane. One just blows through town, one blows the town away, and I'm wilder than her. But when she takes my hand and she looks me in the eye, I see something that I've never seen in my life. She takes the fire and turns it down low. She takes the night and makes it not so cold. She takes the distance and breaks it into miles. She makes my life just a little less wild, and I'm wilder than her, and it drives her out of her mind. I guess she thought that she was just one of a kind, but she's a summer storm, and I'm a hurricane. One just blows through town, one blows the town away, and I'm wilder than her.
That was Wilder Than Her by Dar Williams. Ha, and that was something else trying to start, but I won't let it in. That Wilder Than Her, I get a kick out of the line about she drives just as fast as me, but she stops at all the lights. That's, you know, you want to define wildness. Not stopping at the lights certainly qualifies. Well, next up is House at Pooh Corner. When I grew up, we didn't have television. We had radio, but and we did listen to some radio shows, but we definitely did not have television. We did have books, and I think this, all generations, the parents read to their children. It's a very common thing. It's a good thing. I've read it's really good for the child. Anyway, one of the books that was read a lot to me and which I was very attached to was Winnie the Pooh and Pooh Bear and his friends. I love those characters. And here's a song about that. It's Loggins and Messina. It's called The House at Pooh Corner, and it's one of my favorites.
But I've wandered much further today than I should, and I can't seem to find my way back to the wood. So help me if you can, I've got to get back to the house at the corner by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive, chase all the clouds from the sky, back to the days of Christopher Robin and Hood. Winnie the Pooh doesn't know what to do, got a honey jar stuck on his nose. He came to me asking help and advice, and from here no one knows where he. So I sent him to ask the owl if he's there, how to loosen a jar from the nose of a bear. So help me if you can, I've got to get back to
the house at New Corner by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive, chase all the clouds from the sky. Back to the days of Christopher Robin and Pooh.
House at Pooh Corner by Loggins and Messina. Something wonderfully whimsical about that. Just a drifty, kind of gentle song. Next, I've got a Christmas song for you. This is by Vanessa Williams. For years, I didn't really listen to Vanessa Williams, and she was such a beautiful woman, I assumed that she mainly was a singing star because of her appearance. But then a song like this would come along, and I realized, hey, appearance doesn't matter if you can sing like this. This is a talent. And this is called I Wonder As I Wander by Vanessa Williams.
Thank you.
Jesus had wanted for anything, a star in the sky or a bird on a wing, or all of God's angels in heaven to see, he surely could have had it, 'cause he was the king. I wander as I wander out under the sky. I wander as I
Wonder as I Wander by Vanessa Williams. Well, it's time for tonight's wombat. So first I got to give you a little information about wombats. Well, about this particular poem, really. Many of you may know what a concertina is, but for those of you who don't, it's like a miniature accordion. It's very common in the folk music scene. It's usually, I'd call it a soprano concertina. It's usually fairly high notes. It has buttons on both sides, and it's always in perfect pitch. You can't tune a concertina. Those reeds in there, they're metal reeds, and they give out the exact note. And it's quite a nice instrument, and played well, it's quite enchanting. Anyway, they're often made of leather, and this particular one is made of black leather. So, this is a story of Arnold by Les Baxter. I'm going to read it to you. Arnold was an armadillo, and also in need of romance. And it chanced that one Saturday evening, Arnold went out to a dance. The moment he walked in the room, he saw her, as if he had known she'd be there at the side of the stage. All he wanted, all in black, all alone, she was there, she was his, dressed to kill. Oh, if only his glasses were cleaner, for he was an armadillo, and she was a concertina. He struggled to make conversation. He leapfrogged from topic to topic. If only she'd say something back. If only he wasn't myopic. Bright silver buttons in rows, from head down to toes in black leather. Could this beauty love him? Here goes. Poor Arnold thought, it's now or never. He could picture her head on his pillow. He'd loved her from the moment he'd seen her. For he was an armadillo, and she was a concertina. You can't help but feel for the lad, though, how happy poor Arnold would be if they could make love in the shadow, and no one but no one could see. Alas, what he hoped might have been a sweet secret was soured completely. Sex with a concertina is rarely accomplished discreetly. The dancers stopped, stricken the willow. It was, oh, such a loud misdemeanor, for he was an armadillo, and she was a concertina. Picture love as a kind of concerto. Poor Arnold, his first was unfinished, for what let everyone who was there know was a very loud C-sharp diminished. Somebody said, look, it's Arnold. and he ran from the scorn and the laughter into the darkness outside and never returned ever after. Tales of lost love and dreams unfulfillo. True Cupid, you're never meaner. For he was an armadillo and she was a concertina. That's Arnold's Story by Les Baxter. And that's tonight's Wombat. Well, it's time to tell you who I am and what we're doing. My name is Harry Baya, and you're listening to Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And this show comes on Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1. It's my chance each week to play for you my favorite songs and occasionally throw in something like Arnold the Armadillo, which I call a wombat, something strange, something that you weren't expecting. So there you go. And I'm going to go on with the music now. We're back. We're through with the Wombats. And the next song up is another Christmas song. It's by Kathy Mattea. It's called Brightest and Best. It's the Brightest and Best is apparently a fairly well-known Christmas song, but this particular one's in a minor key, and I heard it the first time years ago and was just totally captured by it and learned it, and I perform it, and I love it. It just fascinates me. It's a haunting, haunting song. So, Brightest and Best by Kathy Mattea.
Blessed morn, see the great mediator down from the regions of glory descend. Shepherds go worship the babe in a manger. Lord, for a God, the bright angels attend. Brightest and of songs of the morning. Are shining, though lies his bed with the beasts of the storm. Angels adore him in slumber reclining, wise men and shepherds before him do fall.
Brightest and Best by Kathy Mattea. Well, next, we've got something different. At least I think it was different. It's called Heart of My Own. It's by Basia Bulat. And I had never heard of her. And it's kind of a strange song. She has a very unique voice. I've never heard a voice quite like hers. I'm sure I would recognize it again if I ever heard it. And also, there's some good fiddle parts in here, so that's another thing. But overall, it just sort of got to me. So this is called Heart of My Own by Basia Bulat.
Under that burning ether that falls down on these walls, burning my arms, I've been alone. What a sad lie. For every word I could undo, I've been uncrossed and I've been untrue. I've been the thorn, I've been the heart, but the heart of my own.
Heart of My Own by Basia Bulat. Anything with banjo and fiddle in it has a chance of being a winner in my book, and that has a lot of both. But it's her voice that really catches me. Well, next we have Calling Baton Rouge by the Bluegrass Revival. It's got a real Louisiana Cajun feel to it and kind of a fun song. And the guy's on his way to Baton Rouge, and he's spending every penny he can get to tell... to call up his girlfriend before he gets there. So this is Calling Baton Rouge by the Newgrass Revival.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl from Louisiana, and no amount on the highway my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child, a strange situation, stopping every 20 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of events last night rolls through my mind, except a scene or two erased by sweet red wine. I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lanes. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. And it won't be long until I'm with you all the time. But until then, I'll spend my money up right down to my last dime. Calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
Calling Baton Rouge by the Newgrass Revival. It's interesting, in some ways, certainly American society can easily be divided often between two groups, the conservatives and the liberals. It doesn't always fit, and people switch back and forth, and some people have issues. The libertarians, in some ways, are like the conservatives, and yet they're more liberal than liberals. So, anyway, it turns out that folk musicians tend to be liberal. Not all of them, though. And that means they sing a lot of very liberal songs. So here comes one. This is called I Am Not at War with Anyone. And it's basically an anti-war song. So it's by Luca Bloom, who's done a number of interesting songs. And it's anti-war. I Am Not at War with Anyone by Luca Bloom.
I am not at war with anyone. I am not at war with anyone. Go away, war planes. You bring fear and shame. I am not at war with anyone. I give my love to Iraq and to America. I give my love to Israel and to Palestine. We could live as one between the sea and sun. I am not at war with anyone. I don't need to be friends with everyone. everyone. But I'd like to live in peace with everyone. This rush to war is wrong, and so I sing this song. I am not at war with anyone. I am not at war with anyone.
I Am Not at War with Anyone by Luca Bloom. That's an interesting song. I like the drum. I really like the drum a lot. But it also has just sort of a haunting way of doing things. Well, now I've got a couple of country songs. And I like country music a lot. Although, like most music, I like about 1 in 20. If I listen to a country music station, about one song in 20 is one that I like enough to think about putting on this show. Well, this one came up recently, and it's called Ode to the Simple Man. There are a number of country songs that appeal to the blue collar, the hard worker, the laborer, and this is one of them. And it sort of says he's not pretentious, but he's an important part of our world. So this is Ode to the Simple Man by the Chapmans.
Eli makes a living selling sweet corn by the road. He never made a big deal out of life. Born the son of a preacher, he did what he was told. He was a simple man, doing what was right. A simple man. At the corner grocery, there's a man who stocks the shelves, arranging things so everyone can see. Every day he goes to work, and every night he leaves, and no one knows a greater pride than he. A simple man.
Ode to the simple man and his easygoing ways,
his trials and tribulations few.
And though he may seem humble in our ever-changing world, you can't fault a simple man till you're walking in his shoes.
will to live is masking all his pain. A simple man.
Oh, to the simple man and his easygoing ways, his trials and tribulations few. And though he may seem humble in our ever-changing world, you can't fault a simple man till you're walking in his shoes. You can't fault a simple man till you're walking in his shoes.
Ode to the Simple Man by the Chapmans. Ha. Next up is one sort of in the same vein. It's another blue-collar song. This one's a little further out, though. This is, I'd call it a redneck song, and a mean redneck song at that, in a way. And it raises some questions in my mind. It's a great song. I mean, I like the music, and I like the style. But where does the line cross between pride and arrogance? And where does the line cross between self-respect and intolerance? And this song, I think, asks that question and treads that line, and I suspect it's over the line. This is How About You by Eric Church, and it's a dirt-kicking redneck country song, and the rhythm has it, and the words have it, and it's kind of a tough point of view. How about you?
How about you? I don't need baggy clothes or rings in my nose to be cool. The scars on my knuckles match the scuffs on these cowboy boots. And there's a whole lot more like me. How about you? Punch the clock trying to make it to the top. How about you? I ain't got no blue blood trust fund I can dip into. Yeah, I wish Uncle Sam would give a damn about the man whose collar's blue. But if he don't, hell, I'll make it on my own. How about you? How about you? Do you feel the way I do? To tell the truth, I think we're the chosen few. But that's just me. How about you? I still say yes, ma'am, to my mama. How about you? If I shake your hand, look you in the eye, you can bet your ass it'll be the truth. I cover my heart with my hat when they fly that red, white, and blue. Just like my daddy taught me. How about you? How about you? Do you feel the way? Tell the truth, I think we're the chosen few. But that's just me. How about you? I like my country rock, and how about you? Just put me on a stage, man. Turn it up and I'll turn it loose.
Yeah, give me a crowd that's a redneck and loud. We'll raise the roof. Hell, I might just stay all night long. To tell the truth, I think we're the chosen few. How about you? Do you feel the way I do? 'Cause man, I know where I come from. How about you?
How About You by Eric Church. We live in Southwest Virginia, the Southwest tip out in the mountains, and there are people around here that are a lot like that. And some of them are good people, and some of them aren't. So, how about you? Now we'll put a gentle song on to finish up the show. After all that, I think we need something gentle. So, this is going to be Sting singing The Windmills of My Mind. And it's a song I like a lot.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning wheel. Like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon, like a carousel that's burning, running rings around the moon, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Never shone like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream. Are the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of his face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Jangle in your head. Why does summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of this song. Half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? Over, were you suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair? Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Just hanging in a hallway in the fragment of this song. Half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, were you suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair? Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, ever spinning reel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
So that was Windmills of Your Mind by Sting. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. Comes to you Monday night at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. And I bring you this show each week. It's a chance to play my favorite songs and throw in an occasional wombat like Arnold the Armadillo tonight. And I want to encourage you all to have a good week and ask you to do what I ask you to do every week. And that's what I try to do too. And it is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Good night.